American family needs
big podcast.
It's the marketing podcast for podcasters. Build a big podcast. I'm David Hooper. Bigpodcast.com is the site. This is the podcast about growing your podcast, attracting an audience, making content that people care about, and making money with your podcast. This episode is the audio edition of my weekly newsletter. That is called Big Podcast Insider. This is issue number 171. You can find all the links, everything that I'm talking about, and more information at newsletter.bigpodcast.com. On this episode, make them feel you. Probably the most important thing that I have ever discussed on this podcast. What's in a name? Record this for free, where you can find or post free voiceover gigs. Adobe Enhance alternative? Maybe. What time is it? Most top-ranked podcasts bring on guests. Should you? Also some classified ads, things that I think will help you to grow your podcast, make a message people care about, attract new people to your podcast, and make money. The things that this podcast is about. This episode of Build a Big Podcast brought to you by Riverside.fm, a virtual studio that makes recording and editing at the highest quality possible, accessible to anyone. You've heard a lot about transcriptions. The new iPhone update, Apple Podcast, it's got them. More and more apps and more people are using transcriptions to find the right podcast, and you want to make sure that your transcripts are correct. Riverside.fm has automated AI transcripts with 99% accuracy. You can automatically transcribe and caption your recordings in seconds with their AI-powered technology. It's accurate, reliable, and it supports more than 100 languages. And speaking of transcripts, you can edit audio and video by editing text on Riverside. It's great if you're not a technical person, but you still want to maintain control of your podcast. But I think the best thing about Riverside.fm, you're going to sound like you're in the same room regardless of where your guests or your co-hosts are. It uses double-ender technology. You're going to sound great no matter where you or your guests are in the world, no matter the speed of your internet connections. And you can try it for free. Here's how to do it. Go to Riverside.fm, sign up for a free account. They're going to give you a couple of hours. That's enough for you to look at it, check it out, see if it works for you. If you want the paid version, I've got a discount code for you. It's going to save you 15% off. The discount code BIGPODCAST, BIGPODCAST. That's Riverside.fm. Go there right now. Get a free account. If you want to keep going, Big Podcast. That's the discount code. It's going to get you 15% off. BIGPODCAST. As I mentioned, this is the audio edition of my weekly newsletter. It's called Big Podcast Insider. That is at newsletter.bigpodcast.com. This is issue number 171. As I'm going from article to article to article, you are going to hear this sound. That's how you know when it's time to turn the page. And if you want more information, go to newsletter.bigpodcast.com. You ready? Here we go. Make them feel you. I'm not exaggerating when I talk about this being the most important thing I've ever discussed on this podcast. Last week, I attended a breakfast. It was to support a local newspaper in town. The town, Nashville, Tennessee. The newspaper, The Contributor, it's sold throughout the city by street vendors. The mission of The Contributor is to empower our homeless neighbors to achieve income, dignity, housing, and community. It's a homeless paper. Unhoused people write it, put it together, they distribute it. And it's a great newspaper. It is very real, talking about some of the things that, if you're not in that situation, that you might not be aware of, you might overlook if you are somewhat aware of them. There were different speakers at this event, and one of them mentioned how easy it is to overlook or ignore unhoused people. That's true. We've all done that. You see somebody on the street. Do you have any money? Maybe somebody's got a sign. And it's easy to make excuses. No, that guy's just going to spend it on drugs. And the reality is maybe. Or why doesn't that guy get a job? And the reality is, yeah, we probably need to ask ourselves that. Are there no jobs? Does this person not have skills? Is there a drug or mental situation? These are all things that we need to ask ourselves and we're going to have to look at. These are tough conversations to have. But some people in some cities, I'm in one of them, we're not really ready to look at that. Like I said, it's very easy to overlook or ignore unhoused people. Where I am, Nashville's a big tourist town, Music City, USA. And if you were to come and visit and go to the tourist areas where you used to see unhoused people, you will not see them now. And this happens everywhere, not just Nashville. But if you've got a situation that's affecting your money, you do something about it. We don't look at poverty or pollution. My grandfather, he was a trained man, an engineer. But before he was an engineer, he was what they call a fireman. He was the guy shoveling coal. And when they would bring the trains into the city, they would change the mix of the coal. White smoke, not black smoke. It's uncomfortable look at that black smoke. Oh, no, you're polluting the air. No, we don't want that in our cities. We're doing the same thing with homeless people. But I'm not mentioning all this to get you to take a side or to donate money next time you see an unhoused person. I want to talk specifically about the business model of the contributor and what they are doing to make you face a problem. This is something that relates to a lot of podcasters, maybe you, I'm betting that it is. The contributor, they've got almost 200 street vendors. They're selling throughout the city. It puts the problem, and I'm going to put that in quotes because it is a problem, but it's also maybe not the same problem that our council people or tourists would think that it is, but it's a problem. People need housing. It puts that front and center. When you see these guys selling papers, you have to think about it. When you drive through major intersections of Nashville, grocery parking lots, you are going to see these guys. And maybe you get to know them. You've got a vendor. You see this guy out there every day. You buy the paper from him once a month, once every couple weeks, give him a couple bucks. It has enabled people in the community to get to know our neighbors, not just the ones in houses, not just the ones that we go to church with, not just the ones that we see on our streets, but who are living on the streets. You're striking up conversations with people that you might not have conversations with otherwise. And I want you to think about that and how it relates to your podcast. What can you do to show up in a way where you cannot be ignored? And how can you show up so the people who do see you and they do hear you, they feel you? Make them feel you. Bring the full force of yourself to your podcast, your message, the writing surrounding your message, the live events that you do. Don't meek out. Make them feel you. Is it scary? Yeah, it's scary. But trust that they will be able to handle it and press forward. Think about the relationships you have with friends, your boss, people working with you, maybe a spouse, loved one. Think, oh, no, I couldn't say that. He couldn't handle that. She couldn't handle that. They probably can handle it. It's you who is playing small. We do that with our podcast. I'm just going to dumb this down a little bit. My listeners aren't ready for this. An interesting story about Mr. Rogers. You know Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood? We all know the theme song. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. But think about that piano intro. It's jazz. It's jazz. And they told Fred Rogers, they said, no. Kids want something simple. They understand something simple. Fred Rogers said, no, they don't. They're smarter than you realize. And now we've got that catchy song. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And it's jazz. It exposed people to something completely different. He didn't dumb it down. You can do the same thing with your podcast. Make them feel you. Make them feel you and trust that they're going to be able to handle it. If you want more thoughts on this, you want to have a discussion around it? Yeah, let's talk about it. Newsletter.bigpodcast.com, issue number 171. I'd love to talk to you about this because I think we need to be doing this more and more and more and bigger and louder because this is something podcasters need to be doing. We control our own media. Why are we playing small? We're not going for everybody. We're just going for some people. We want those people to love us, not just tolerate us. This isn't broadcast radio. Make them feel you. Reach out to me. Find more information and the links to do that at newsletter.bigpodcast.com. Hey, related to making people feel you, Big Podcast AMP. If you like the newsletter and you like this podcast, you're going to love Big Podcast AMP. It stands for Audio Monetization Program. It's a personal coaching program. It's going to help you do three things. Grow your podcast audience. Get people talking about your podcast. Make more money with your podcast. I got the details. Newsletter.bigpodcast.com. What's in a name? Very specific names can help a podcast or any project get established, but they also add limitations to growth and future options. For example, Fiverr. It's an online marketplace for freelance services. And the name, it came from the original concept that services would start at $5. Dollar Tree. Same thing, but it's a retail store. If you go to Fiverr.com right now, it's hard to find anything for $5. And even if you do, their fees, their upsells, their taxes, you're likely to spend a lot more. You find a $5 item on there, $7-$8. 60% more money. You're over budget. Dollar Tree. If you go into Dollar Tree, that traditional $1 price point, it's $125 now. 25% more money. I started a daily newsletter. It's called Big Podcast Daily. And I knew I was locking myself into that specific frequency. The best I could do with that name would be every weekday, 5 days a week. If I got on there 3-4 days a week, any fewer than five, nah, it doesn't work. Something else I found from using that name is the name overwhelmed some people. They thought they had to keep up with the daily pace to get any value from the content. Oh, no. I don't want to sign on for this. That's how you feel when you go look at The Hobbit, Lord of the Rings, like, oh, man. You watch the movies, you know, 12, 14 hours. You read the books, thousands of pages. No. I'll just move on to something else. We can overwhelm our audience with a long book, a long podcast, a very frequent publishing schedule. So with that said, Big Podcast Daily, I'm calling it Big Podcast Extra. If you want to change the name of your podcast, I've got some more advice for you, more thoughts on that. That's at newsletter.bigpodcast.com, episode number 171. I will leave you with this, that if you are going to change the name of your podcast, one, do it now. Better now than later. And I thought about this with Big Podcast Daily. I was using daily.bigpodcast.com. I thought, well, you know, I could wait until I stop publishing daily because I'm still publishing daily. But all those links coming in, they would need to be rerouted. So why not go ahead and change the name to Big Podcast Extra and change the URL to extra.bigpodcast.com. Why not do that now? Start building those links to the thing that I know that I'm going to change to now. Start building the name recognition now. Remember WWF, World Wrestling Federation? They had a problem. Everywhere outside of the United States, World Wildlife Foundation, that's what WWF stood for everywhere outside of the United States and even in the United States. They had a television show on MTV. They had momentum. They said, okay, well, we'll call it World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE. And nowadays, nobody thinks about it. Most people are pretty quick with a name change. That goes back to what I was saying earlier. Let them feel you. They can handle it. They can handle that name change. Think about people who change their name all the time. People do it. They do. You get married, you change your name. You get divorced, change your name. You just feel like changing your name. Okay, good. A couple of weeks, people won't even remember your old name. They know you by the new name. Same thing with your podcast. You want more information on this, more thoughts? Newsletter.bigpodcast.com, episode number 171. Record this for free. This is where you can find or post free voiceover gigs. What? Free? You're going to love this. Whether you're looking to build a reel for your voiceover business or you need a new podcast intro, this is a subreddit. It's called Record This for Free. It's worth a look. I know there are a lot of people that absolutely hate free work, and I get it. But the reality is that many audio projects, including podcasts, they start out with zero money, and they get made only because people are willing to volunteer or trade services. I mentioned that I'm in Nashville. This happens all the time with albums. Top players that are willing to volunteer their services because they want to see these albums get made, these songs get recorded. Podcasting is very similar. We have a great community, and if you want to get a podcast released, if you're on a budget, something like Record This for Free is a great place to find people who are willing to jump in and help you. And it's good for them because they've got a reel. If you're trying to build a reel, I would 100% look at this. It is a great way to do it. You will meet people that you would not normally meet. You'll get to work on some fun projects. You don't have to take anything that you don't want. Some guy was on there, hey man, I got a book. Anybody want to voice this book? No. I don't even want to do that for money. That is hard work. But if it's just an intro, you're going to find a lot of people that are willing to work with you on that. It's a great community. These people understand that payment is more than just cash. Sometimes it's just an opportunity, a connection, walking away with a real-world example on their reel that they can use to get paid business. Go there, take a look. I've got it linked at newsletter.bigpodcast.com, episode number 171. An Adobe Enhance alternative? Maybe. This is called Zound. Let me spell it out for you. X-O-U-N-D. I think it's worth a look, especially if you're doing any kind of short content. This is audio or video that is recorded directly into your phone. $39, one-time fee. For life, you're going to get unlimited files, audio and video. So you got 100 things to do. Great. Zound can handle it. You got background noise removal, high frequency presence. That's voice brightness. Going to give you a little bit more clarity. Dynamic range compression. It's going to get you consistent volume levels. Local audio processing for enhanced privacy. This means it's working on your desktop computer. It's a web-based interface. You don't have to download anything, but you're not uploading anything to their servers either. You handle all the processing with their software, so it's 100% private. It's very quick, and there's some advanced audio enhancement features. One of the things that I think is interesting, and this is a music business trick. This is cool. Now we've got it for voiceovers. A lot of times, I'm going to go ahead and call her out on this. Janet Jackson. If you listen to some Janet Jackson records, I'm not saying she's not a great vocalist, but her backup vocals, some of the big choruses you're going to hear on Janet Jackson songs, those choruses are doubled and tripled with her producers singing along. You're going to have Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis singing along with those choruses. They put her voice up front in the mix and they're under it to thicken it out a little bit. It's almost like having a bass guitar under a guitar. It's going to thicken out that sound. You might not even hear the bass, but you're going to recognize if the bass is gone because the sound isn't that thick. Zound does something very similar. It can mix AI voices with your voice, giving it a little bit of thickness, a little bit more clarity.
It can mix AI voices with your voice, giving it a little bit of thickness, a little bit more clarity.
Maybe it's a bad recording and I say,
Big Podcast.
And unlike that version, it's not really clear when I say it on the recorders. You can get in there and tighten it up without you re-recording with an AI voice added to your voice. So it's pretty cool. You don't like your voice, it's going to give you a unique sound. Worth a look. Again, it's only $39 right now, one-time payment. I've got it linked at newsletter.bigpodcast.com, episode number 171. What time is it? This has nothing to do with daylight saving. What it has to do with is automatic scheduling. And thank God for it. Programs like TidyCal, I use Book Like a Boss, they have helped get podcasters and guests in the same place at the same time. But it is still a good strategy when you're talking about what time your interview is, especially if you don't use automation, to use Eastern time. I've got an interview in a couple of days. I've got one guy in Europe, and I've got another guy. He's a musician. He's on tour. He's in North Carolina. I'm in Nashville. We are in three different time zones. But when we schedule it, Eastern time. Because I'm talking to these two guys, I'm also talking to a publicist in a completely different time zone. If I'm trying to do the math in my head, say, okay, is it 10 or is it 11? Things get all screwed up. So always use Eastern time, sometimes called New York time. People say, Eastern, what is that? Yeah, New York time. They'll know what that is. Even if you're elsewhere or even if your guest is elsewhere, this is going to keep you from having to make different calculations for each guest. It's going to keep things consistent. It's going to make sure that there's no confusion as to what was said. I've got a funny meme about it. You're going to find it linked at newsletter.bigpodcast.com. It's issue number 171. I'd love to know how you manage time zones, how you schedule guests. What programs are you using? Old fashioned? How do you work time zones? What do you do in India when it's half an hour off? It's 10 and a half hours ahead of where I am. Canada's got a half hour time zone. It gets confusing if you start branching out and hitting people in these different time zones. How are you managing that? I want to know. Mastodon, Blue Sky, or Threads? You can find all those links to reach out to me at newsletter.bigpodcast.com. Most top-ranked podcast bring on guest. Should you? In the previous issue of Big Podcast Insider and the previous episode of this podcast, I mentioned a couple of items about podcast reviews. One, how to triple your podcast reviews. The second thing, stats from a review analysis of 20 million podcasts. If you want those, go back to the previous episode. You can find that at bigpodcast.com/subscribe. That'll make sure you get all of the episodes of Build a Big Podcast. Some related things about reviews and rankings that I did not mention, which I think you're going to find interesting. There were thousands of guests who appeared on top-ranked podcasts in 2022, but a relatively small number accounted for the majority of appearances, meaning Pareto Principle, 80-20. You've got just a few people doing a ton of podcasts. 76% of top-ranked podcasts had at least one guest on in 2022. 27% almost always or regularly featured guests. What's happening? I've got a full article about this. It's linked at newsletter.bigpodcast.com. Again, the issue number is 171. Something to look at is the trend of co-hosted podcasts or a rotating cast of co-hosts. If you were looking for an alternative to working with guests on your podcast, because as I mentioned in the previous item, time zones, other problems, you're sick of dealing with that. But at the same time, you're not quite ready to go solo. Co-hosting can be a great option for you. One, you've got a consistent schedule, or you can. That's certainly the easiest way to do it. Two, you're guaranteed to talk to someone who's got a quality mic and knows how to connect remotely. If you're working with a lot of guests, you know how uncommon this is. This is why I do episode prep. This is why I do pre-interviews. I mentioned that publicist that I'm working with. She's working with the two guests that I've got this week. They both have to have a mic. They both have to have headphones. I don't take that for granted. I don't just assume that's automatically going to happen. We check on these things ahead of time. That's how my podcast and my guests sound great. But it's work. And if you're sick of doing that work, a co-host of podcast may be for you. Because the co-host, you know he's going to have a quality mic. You know he knows how to connect remotely. Or a female co-host, she. It's 2024, man. Women are doing podcasts now. Yeah. Quick side note on that. I'm going to write about this in a future issue. I realize that there are more men than women in podcasting, or so it seems. More men are being featured than women. We talk about men more often than we talk about women. If you're a female podcaster, this is something I'm trying to correct. And if you're doing something cool, I want you to reach out to me, bigpodcast.com. Let me know about it. I've got a new book coming out. I've got this podcast every week. I've got a lot of opportunities to feature what you are doing. Number three, the third option why co-hosting might be a great option for you. You've got a partner to share the non-hosting workload with. Podcasting is not just showing up and talking into the mic for an hour. You've got to prep it. You've got to deal with publicists. You've got to make sure your guests have mics and headphones. You've got to edit. You're editing, right? Yeah, you better be. You got to edit. It's nice to have a partner in crime. I got a question for you. I want you to reach out to me and let me know this. What makes a great co-host? Let me know your thoughts on this. I'm going to put this in an upcoming episode of Build the Big Podcast. You can do this via Mastodon, Blue Sky, or Threads. I've got everything linked. Newsletter.bigpodcast.com. This issue, number 171. Classified ads for you. These are things that I think will help you to grow your podcast, attract an audience, make more money with your podcast. Swell AI automates writing podcast summaries, articles, social posts, and more. You can manage multiple shows in one dashboard. You can build custom templates for each show. It's going to speed up your production process. Also, this makes things very quick. Google Drive, Dropbox, and Zoom. Where are you doing your podcast? You can submit your audio directly to Swell AI from those tools. Get instant episode notes. Everything is automated. You're going to be blown away by this technology. You can get started for free. I've got them linked. Newsletter.bigpodcast.com. Podpage. Because a dedicated website is still important for podcasters, you can join over 25,000 podcasters and automatically create a beautiful, listener-friendly podcast site from your RSS feed. This automates everything. You upload your podcast to your host, your podcast website automatically updated. It is the simplest way to create a podcast website. I've got an offer for you, and you can try it for free at newsletter.bigpodcast.com. Hey, when you're ready, here's how I can help you even more. If you want the shortcut to building a podcast that people care about, I've got a few things for you. I talked about Big Podcast Extra, formerly Big Podcast Daily. These are short emails designed to help you build an audience, attract clients, and make more money via podcasting. It is free of charge. It is quick to read, and it will help you to grow your audience, get more people to your podcast, and make more money with your podcast. Also, the Podcast Growth Toolkit, I call this the Swiss Army Knife of podcasting. I've got clearance tools for guests and music. I've got episode titles that are guaranteed to get you more downloads. I've got episode templates. These are plug-and-play templates that will help you make compelling content for your audience, help you grow your podcast, make more money, have more people care about what you do. Both of those things are free. I've got them linked at newsletter.bigpodcast.com. And I mentioned Big Podcast AM. Now, this is a little bit of money, but not much. Hundreds, not thousands. The audio monetization program, personalized coaching for any podcaster to help you grow your podcast audience and build your authority, brand, and reputation. You want more information on these things? I've got it linked, newsletter.bigpodcast.com. Hey, I'm here every week, sometimes more than once a week. And you want to make sure that you do not miss an episode. To do that, you want to subscribe, and you can do that at bigpodcast.com/subscribe. I've made it very easy for you. I've got three buttons for you, one for iPhone, one for Android. One is an RSS feed. One click is all it takes to subscribe. Never miss an episode. I got some good stuff coming on co-hosting. I've got some good stuff coming on design. And of course, every week, audio editions of my weekly newsletter, Big Podcast Insider. So go to bigpodcast.com/subscribe. One click is all it takes to subscribe and never miss an episode. Do it now before you forget. Bigpodcast.com/subscribe. And I'll see you next time on the next episode of Build a Big Podcast.